702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
22 minutes after 8 o'clock, let's go to news from around the world now. Let's start with Russia, Adam. Good morning. This military conscription, Russia basically forcing its young men to join the military. There's a stampede for the border and many airports.
Yes, because this is not just about doing national service. This is about joining up or being forced to join up and being sent to Ukraine to go and fight. And the word is getting out, isn't it? 300,000 people summoned to join the Russian army, essentially. And whilst I have to say Moscow has denied that there's been anything like a stampede, as some in the West might put it, nonetheless, you can't deny there's been a queue of well over a couple of kilometers at the border with Georgia. There have been people trying to get into Finland as well, although they need visas. The Baltic states, slightly different take. They're basically repelling people who are trying to get there. But if it is all in denial because it has absolutely coincided with the conscription, then the sure way to tell is the fact that suddenly flights to Istanbul, Belgrade and Dubai out of Moscow, the ticket prices have skyrocketed. And if there's one way of telling, if there's an enormous amount of demand and not so much supply, it's when the prices go up.
Now, I don't know how many hours I would last in the wild, Adam, but certainly it wouldn't be 17 days.
No, I was locked out of the house for a couple of hours once. I was beside myself in London for 2 hours. But this guy out in the mountains in China for 17 days, a guy called Gan Yu, and what's more, he's extremely short-sighted, so he just about gets away with life with his glasses on, these unbelievably thick bottle glasses, but he'd lost them in the course of an exodus from a hydropower plant. He's a worker at this power plant out in Sichuan province. An earthquake had struck. Very nearly 100 people had died, a number of others injured. And he stayed behind to help his colleagues get out and to help fellow employees find their way. They had a long, long walk to safety. They had a 20-kilometer walk. It was beyond Gan Yu when he'd lost his glasses. So he was basically left behind and stumbled around in the Chinese countryside, living off, well, who knows what, a bit of water, some berries he thought he might have a go at, for 17 days. And of course, because he'd then left the hydropower plant, when finally a helicopter went back to look for him and any other survivors, he'd strayed from the path, as it were, which sort of added days to the survival skills. But yeah, eventually they got to him and I hope took a replacement pair of glasses because he'd still have been lost even on the helicopter.
All right, final story, Adam, this morning. The aliens, it turns out, weren't really all that scared of Scully and Mulder, but of Prince Philip.
Yes. The Prince Philip X-Files. E.T. thrown home. Apparently, he was a nut about UFOs and aliens and close encounters and the full stuff. And Prince Philip had an enormous collection of books and articles, magazine subscriptions. He'd actually even had people carry out interviews with witnesses on his behalf. All this triggered by a guy who used to work for the royal family and had a close encounter in 1955, as a result of which, this guy saying he was knocked off his bike after seeing a spaceship, Prince Philip just went nutty on the stuff. He has this enormous collection that nobody has ever seen. And now it's thought that maybe after the death of the Queen, just maybe we'll get to see Prince Philip's own X-Files. I mean, I have to say, imagine him having a close encounter. He traveled the world really teeing off foreigners, did our Duke of Edinburgh. What would he have done with the aliens? It would have been intergalactic war, wouldn't it?
There are others who, of course, believed he himself might have been an alien. But we'll leave it there for this Friday. This is The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist.